style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Everybody, straight from the peaks, my boy, my fucking favorite baby boy. You know, by the way, can I just tell a story? I'm going to tell a story right now. Alex is a local boy, born and raised. He went to what high school did you go to? Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic here. Talking to that mic.
It depends what you think of.
Right into that mic. Right into it. Right.
What you think of.
Okay. Wait. Actually, wait. Talk to a different mic because apparently that one's not working.
Welcome, man.
Yeah, here he is. Ah, oh, there he is.
So the thing is, yeah.
Yeah, you went to the one.
I got kicked out of a couple of high schools.
You went to Reardon.
What? Yeah,
I went to Reardon.
You went to Reardon. Now, my first girlfriend when I was in high school.
Wait, are we just going to gloss over that? You got kicked out of.
Hold on a second. We'll get there. My first girlfriend went to Mercy. He went to Reardon. Reardon was an all boys school in San Francisco, the all boys school.
Is that where you went? An all-boys school?
It was, yes.
Yeah. You?
But Mercy was the all-girls school.
Is that Catholic? So you guys went to Catholic?
I mean, I guess they pretended like that was the reason. But like, let's be real.
Funny thing is like I
into the mic. Okay. Come on, you got to.
The funny thing is
No. Closer.
The funny thing is.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. No, I'm serious. No, you have to. Right into the mic. Tell the story. I want to hear. No, I'm serious.
Welcome back.
Hi. Welcome back, everybody. Talking to the mic, Alex, please.
So the thing about.
Yeah. Uh huh.
So the thing about.
The thing about.
Pizza and.
You got a pepperoni is great.
So, no, whatever. I got kicked out a couple
times. You got kicked out.
I got kicked out twice.
Everybody who went to
Reason. For the same reason?
Everybody I know.
No. Different reasons?
The first reason I got kicked out was.
Into the mic.
The first reason I got kicked out was.
Into the mic. Keep it there.
The first reason.
Do you hear the difference?
There is a difference.
The first reason I got kicked out was because of grades. And
your big dick.
After I got
your dick
my
was
coach,
too big.
My
you were like, yeah, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. But
yeah, I did it. I had a rubber band
inches.
Around my thigh because my dick
8 inches.
Was so
fuck. Got it.
They're all like, man, your fucking dick's fucking slapped on your fucking thigh way too much.
Do you want to play football or what?
Second time I got back in, my wrestling got back in, and they're like,
you got back in.
Are you going to let me fucking talk?
No, not really, dude. Not
sure
really.
Fucking Christ, dude. You know what? I am the one. I am here.
You're the one.
Okay.
You are the one, dude.
What do you want? You want me
so
to
why
do my fucking
mouth?
I'm going to strike
Randy,
you out, Randy by the
Savage.
Way. I'm going to strike you the fuck out, dude.
You
have never seen my fucking curveball. You've never seen it. All right. You did not graduate from Rudin.
No, I didn't graduate at all.
From high school?
Honestly, I don't even
see that's bullshit.
I don't even think I have a fucking ID.
Really?
Hey, so right. Ice, how about this?
Homie.
Come over here. Hey, Ice, God. Come over here.
One of the smartest
I'm 359 27th Street, 94103.
Yeah.
Come over here, Ice.
Get at me.
You little bitch ass.
Get at me, Ice.
Hey, you little punk ass boys. You suck.
Wait.
You need $20,000 that bad?
Okay,
you little bitch ass, Ice ass boys.
Solis is one of the smartest men I've ever known.
Did you graduate from high school?
Smartest men I've ever known is this motherfucker right here.
That's good.
He trained me.
I got a college degree.
He trained me when I came back to San Francisco.
Got a business.
When I came back from Austin, Texas, and I'd been bartending for 9 years in Austin, I came back to the Peaks. Alex trained me, and he was like, yo, here's how it goes. You pour a beer like this. I was like, cool, yeah, I've done that. He's like, all right, so, and then you pour
like,
a shot like
it's
this.
It's not going to work out for you.
He's like, you pour a shot like this. All right, I was like, yeah, I've done that. All right, and he's like, all right. And then a vodka soda, it's like you go vodka, and then you hit the gun, soda, blah, blah. This is how you fucking refill the, the fridge.
Wait,
we got
was
it.
The Peaks your first bartending
great.
Job?
No.
No way, this, right?
You haven't listened to the story at all, have you?
Okay.
I bartended for like 15 years before this.
Okay.
Then
no, you didn't.
But then what Alex then was
he
like
was a, he was a Chuck E. Cheese.
He was like, and then here's the thing. He was like, and then also you kick these bitches out like this, and I was like, oh fuck, thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
I've never been to the Peaks, but I hear really good things.
It's
a bar.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. Like
it's a bar.
It's a bar.
Yeah, we do have alcohol.
There's alcohol there, and that.
Listen,
it's a bar.
No, it's great.
It's cool.
We work at the hall, and it's also just a bar.
I feel like the hall is different.
We have
it's
really
like
nice
pool
tables.
Table.
Yes, we have eight really nice pool tables. Trish, she knows all about that.
Y'all fucking fight every.
But the Trish comes
Tell
from
them,
the.
Trish.
I think
Tell
it was like the other night.
She comes from the dive bar world, though.
Each one of them. I'll start with the oldest one.
In the mic.
Yeah, I tried to fight an old man.
Listen.
Honestly, fuck that old man.
Yeah. Let's go, dude.
He's about to die. Like, you could just, like...
That's true.
So bossy.
One
That's
punch.
True. That's true.
Put him in his grave.
That's true.
Wait, what did he do though?
They decided they didn't want to sit at one place, another place. I was like, whatever you want, wherever you want to relocate, wherever you land, we're good. Uh-huh. And then they're like, well, we want to play pool, but not for a half hour. That's not how it fucking works.
No.
Take that table now.
Doesn't work that way.
Rent it. It's not just going to sit there. And then they're like, well, can we just put our order in with you? And I have a line out the fucking door. I'm the host. Like, I'm just
you, like,
them.
Smile a little bit. You're like, and no. Like,
you're like, oh, that sounds fun.
But no.
They gave me a credit card to start a tab. They thought that was... I was like, you know what? I'll let everyone know this is a special table. So, like...
I'll tell just you for this, you, though. Babe. Just for you. I'm gonna hold up the whole... bar just mm-hmm. for you. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know when you
yeah.
have like an asshole at
yeah,
a table?
Yeah, you figure it out.
But
you
you're
figure
like,
that guy
yeah,
who
you're so special.
Walking.
And like their friends look at you like, I'm sorry. Like,
by the way, can I just paint a picture?
Everyone
paint a picture
cut.
For Radio Land out there.
Oh, can I say?
Trish is wearing pajamas right now.
Like I did last week.
Well, she's wearing a onesie. It's not just pajamas.
Yeah.
It's a onesie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's,
Hello
and
Kitty.
White heart.
Hello Kitty is...
That's a very important part, but there's also like white hearts.
Yeah.
All
the most comfy
it.
Looking pajamas I think I've
I
ever
wish
seen.
I was wearing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Now I have the hat on.
Also, let me also paint the picture. Kendall over here, huge dick, hanging out.
I have the biggest
dick.
It's
just
dick.
Swinging. It's just swinging.
I don't want to talk about the
underneath
elephant.
The table. It's crazy, dude. It's like,
for sure.
Jesus Christ, Kendall. Put
you
the
can't
fucking,
wear shorts, I bet.
I know, you
put
guys are really
away.
Jealous. I know
put
everyone's
the dick
really
away,
jealous,
dude.
But I have the biggest dick of
giant,
anyone.
Massive.
Anyone,
massive.
Not even in this room. Just
later
room.
On in the show, we are going to measure it. That is part of that is part of the episode. We are going to, yeah.
I mean, measure we're
gonna,
oh, I'll win.
Well, just yours.
Oh, just mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
we're going to weigh it.
I'm telling you, 10.
We're going to weigh it, and then we're going to get like a an inch. And I want millimeters, centimeters. I want the
yeah.
As if I was Canadian, I want the whole thing.
So the weather today was
And then Alex, let me paint the picture for Alex. Solis over here.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
No beard, skinny as fuck. Just a tiny little man. Like I've never seen. I've never seen a shorter. I've never seen a shorter human being.
I think Alex is probably 5'1".
Yeah,
5'2".
It's just like a very small man.
You hear his voice; it sounds kind of like a deep, like normal man voice.
But he's 5'1".
Coming out of a tiny little guy,
even like 4'9".
A little tiny guy, right? Like, isn't that weird?
A midget.
Yeah.
So me and my therapist.
I think literally. I think legally you can call him a midget.
Session.
I think. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I think you're not supposed to say midget anymore, but legally you can.
Sorry, but he is legally a midget.
You can with this guy.
With him because he is a.
Yeah.
He's
only
a midget,
with this guy.
Though,
yeah. Yeah.
He's
just so tiny, dude. Little teeny tiny.
Dwarf. Yeah.
Little teeny tiny man.
Actually, it's more.
Bald. Bald is all hell. Like.
And why? Like.
No hair on his. Head.
If I was a small person, like I would be like oh,
a lot of hair on his arms, though.
Small,
a lot of hair on his arms, like just
I'm a little small, don't you, Daniel?
Weirdly, he's also wearing like a tank top.
I'm
and
coming down over here near the heel
and a speedo. He's wearing a tank top and a speedo, and I didn't.
He's balding in the front
it's
of his
fucked
head,
up,
but
dude.
He has like a mullet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's balding in the front.
Like, have you ever seen a nose that like?
I also just shit my pants right now.
He also is just shitting his pants constantly.
I'll do it right now.
He smells like shit. It's crazy.
Shittiest man. Okay.
Okay. Right. But for real though, actually, Alex is probably the only man in San Francisco I would consider having sex with. He is that attractive. I am serious. What a good looking man.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. No, for real though,
that's
Alex. Alex is my number one ride or die. Outside of Shawa, Adia Shawa. I don't know where
she
is. Hopefully, she's coming soon. I mean, I feel like it's imminent, right? She's got to be
imminent. It's an imminent.
She's got to be. She's got to be coming around the corner.
Count on the sound effects.
So I will say this. I will say this, guys. I'm so excited to have actually bartenders from the
Thank
goddamn
you actually for having me
from the goddamn neighborhood. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How hard is it to kick people out of the Peaks at 2 a.m. these days?
For me,
because
dude,
I got really good at it. I was really good
I'm not
at
good
it.
At it. Yeah. I have a hard time kicking pee. I was actually just talking to Alex.
Alex
about
is
this.
The best.
Dude, I am not good at
you
it.
You gotta listen
this
to Alex.
This just happened one of the busiest nights I've ever had at the bar. Like, I did 2,600 in sales. Ooh, like, I'm on that's my own. Nice. Like,
and that's all you.
All just me.
That's all you.
Yeah. Working on my own. And by the time it was like 1:40, there was still like 30 people in the bar.
Everyone's there.
They're still mad.
And they think they're
and
all
I was, like,
hanging
looking
out.
Around, I did last call. Yeah, right? And I looked around. I'm like, okay, it's last call. But you know, when you do last call, that's still another drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, for a lot of people, a beer, like, they babysit.
They nurse
it.
That.
Yeah,
bitch.
They nurse it.
Like, so anyway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So I did last call and a lot of people still got drinks. I was like, okay, maybe I can get people out of here at a reasonable time. But then it hit two. I was like closing, but then it hit two. Yeah. I was like doing my closing shit, trying to like ignore the fact that there were so many people in the bar. I was doing like side shit. But yeah, at a certain point it hit two and I was like, okay, leave, you know?
Everyone can eat shit.
Like,
leave shit.
Yeah.
Leave the bar.
Yeah. Get out.
And they did it, though.
Yeah.
They did
it. Literally, I will go take that fucking drink out of that hand.
So like, many people. So it actually, people did not leave. It was like 2:15.
Can I
till
move?
Everybody got out.
Can I direct
well,
the...
I was like, move consistently. I was like, leave. But literally, people, I would say, leave the bar. And they'd be like, cool. And then they just go back to talking.
Now, to
and
be
I'm
fair,
like, wait, but actually, leave.
I did that to you also the night when I came by. And I was like, you were like, everyone out. And I was like, yeah, but not me. Me though, right?
No, but it's different. If it's like, if you're my homie,
don't you want to hang out with me until
so many people
7
in the bar? I'm like, I don't know you. Leave the fucking bar. Like,
no, can I redirect right here to Mr. Solis here?
Cause, handsome, cause
I've
handsome
seen,
man.
Because I've
here.
Seen.
Welcome,
man. Welcome back. I have seen this man produce one of the best. Get the fuck outs I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, what's the song that you like? He plays.
Actually, okay, hold on.
He's so glad you asked.
Now that you mention that, we should make an AI song.
He has a whole ass playlist.
Let's make an AI song of Get the Fuck Out.
So,
but I saw you do this. I saw you do this one night. This was hilarious. People were playing pool. This guy was like shooting, and you like got down and you like. you picked up the 8 ball and you were like, no, no.
Did you?
It was so funny.
No, no.
He picked up the 8 ball and the guy was down on the cue ball. And he was like, no, no, I'm so sorry. He picked up the fucking 8 ball and this guy was like behind the cue ball.
No.
It was like, no, can't we just finish this game?
No.
No, no.
No, no.
No, no.
Lights up.
It was so fucking funny, dude. It was. And by the way, he's also kicked me out, too, where I've been like, Alex, but me and you are fucking.
And he was like, nah.
He's like, hey, man.
I kicked my cousin out before.
He's like I love you, bro.
Out of here, bro. Like, he's I like, want to go home. Like,
he goes like this, I love you. And then he's.
You know what?
Wait, Alex, what was that song? He played me a song earlier that he.
So it's.
Glad you asked.
We're gonna make make the Suno AI song of Get the Fuck Out.
But like the best part is, it's like when people are all like, I'm like, hey guys, come on, like you guys gotta get up out of here, and then they're like, oh yeah, for sure. So anyway, like I was, and I'm like, okay, and I'll turn everything off, but I'll just play this Too Short song. Shout out to Too Short.
Uh huh.
It's time to go. It's time to go.
All right, now
that's a perfect closing.
That's pretty
song.
Good. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's better than closing
now,
time.
Now, here's the thing, though.
It sucks because they always like dance to it.
It's time to go, and they're like, "Yo,
fuck about it.
Yo, this is fucking sick."
They're like, no, but listen to the lyrics.
Suddenly they're putting 50 cents into the fucking pool table. No, no.
I was like, nope.
That's a dollar,
I'm
first of all.
I'm still dead at the thing that absolutely you just not said that. He was like, he just picked up the ball. I was like, no, no.
No, no. No, no. It was really fucking funny, too. Because this dude was actually down. He was down on the shot. And Alex just went, I swear to God, it was the funniest shit I've ever seen. Alex just gets to end. He goes, no, no.
But the thing is, like, get the fuck up out of here. Like, you guys, did I want to go home?
I don't care.
Like, fuck you guys. Like, I want to get the fuck out of here.
I'll tell you this. At the hall, One of our biggest issues is we have 8 pool tables, right? So, at the time of closing, I walk around and I go, 15 minutes, guys, 15 minutes, last game. Then I go around, and after I've done that, all of a sudden I look and I'm like, this motherfucker just racked a brand new goddamn game.
Wait, hold up. It's
didn't
closing
he just
time,
rack
bitch.
A brand new game?
Are you rocking it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and I walk over and I'm like, guys, I said no, I said last game, and now I see, like, you had 3 balls on the table, now all of a sudden there's 12 balls
rude.
On the table?
It is
so
rude.
So I walk over,
dude.
It like, is, it's so
you?
Rude.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Like,
what the
fuck,
like,
how?
First of all,
nerve.
These are people who, like, know me. They know me, and I'm like, I'm trying to get
that's
home.
That's the reason, though, Willie. You know, that's the reason
I'm trying
they
to get
do
home,
it, though.
Too.
It's because they know
well,
you,
no.
is they feel comfortable.
Yeah. But I've,
they're
but
like,
I've
oh,
also,
I can do it because I know, you
of
know.
Of course. Willie's my guy.
Willie's my guy. Like, I know
course,
Willie. Okay, I can
Willie.
Rock a game at 152. I can rock a
no,
game
no.
right now.
They do it.
Sometimes that might be
they do it like,
okay.
At,
but you hide when all the people leave, then you can fucking finish.
They do it at like 2:03. They're racking up a new game.
Oh, hell no.
When I come back around, here's what I do. My new move. I just walk up and I just go, all right, guys, that was fun.
You know what you
and
should
I just,
say?
I just start
you know what you
dragging
should actually
the balls
say
to
is,
the side.
No, no.
No, no.
You should just say it.
No.
You should just take the balls off and say, no.
No.
I think you should just turn the hose on someone. People don't want to get wet for some reason.
The hose on?
I mean,
like
listen.
Throw,
okay.
Throw what? That's
if I could spray some motherfuckers
like,
down, yes, I absolutely would.
Like, I mean.
I absolutely would.
All the time with, because I would like.
In the mic.
I'd come up like
I mean, I'll turn
there
it up.
Because I would like visit fucking Dwight and like all of them because I like I fuck with them, but like you would always be over there when I was like Jesus when
no,
I was living out in the Outer Sunset, so you were over at Chuck Pug, but like when it was
there
last call and you called last call,
yeah,
like I'm like okay, bet I'm out. Like I would like.
Yeah.
Even if I said I was like, hey, I'm a bartender too, blah blah blah, and I'd like tip you, like I tip you out.
But she'd be like, it's
if you
like,
call last
out,
call
though.
At 1:20, like I'm like, okay, here, hey, am I closed out? Boom, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I would fucking leave.
Yeah, you're
that's what people don't like. No, that's
well because
like,
you
you're, like considerate.
You're part
also,
of the
no,
like,
it also gives you time to get to a store to get more liquors.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Dude, this is your window of opportunity, motherfucker.
Yes. Go to the fucking
so
go
true.
Go to the after party.
It's
get the fuck out of here.
Find someone's house. And keep it going.
Go.
But it's
ain't
so
here.
Funny.
Why are you outside of the,
it ain't
outside
here.
Of the bar? Like,
why are you standing out front? Yeah.
Dude, are you the bathroom again? Like, no, fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
what are you
fuck
doing?
Fuck you. Like,
yeah.
I already locked
up. Yo, you just charged my phone.
Hey, come on, man. I just got to go pee pee.
Serious?
It's like, no, bro. I saw you fucking kissing a tree about like 5 times tonight. Fucking go.
Yeah,
no, pee. Now you want to use the bathroom all of a sudden?
Pee and charge your phone at 2:05.
It's so funny, Willie, though. It's so funny that you brought up.
Oh, man.
It's so funny that you brought up people rocking at like, oh, too late, right? When you're about to fucking close. That just happened to me the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
It was literally, I did last call at 1:30. Reasonable time. That's the
absolutely.
Normal time to do last call.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a couple of people, they started rocking a game at like, what? I think it was like 1:50. I looked at them, I was like, are you really rocking
yeah,
a game
right now?
Are
you serious right now?
I looked at them, I was like, because I'm too nice. I'm
both
a little
of
bit,
you guys suck at pool. I know this
yeah,
game
like,
is not going to end in half
is this
an
really
hour?
That important? But also, yeah. I looked at them,
we
and I'm like,
let
okay.
Let us finish our game.
You
like,
can play
like,
it,
think it,
but you have 5 minutes.
I do not
yeah.
care about your game
it's
of pool.
It's disrespectful.
I'm so sorry.
You have literally 5 minutes.
You're one game of pool. You think I care about your one game of pool? Tomorrow's
also,
yeah. a new day, my guy. There will be another game of pool.
You could just play, and yeah, you're right, though. They both suck. Like,
yeah.
why are you even trying
there will
to play?
Be another game
so,
of pool.
Why are you so down to play
yeah.
pool at that
now,
time?
Now, here's like, the beauty of Trish, by the way. I'm gonna give another shout out to
please do.
My favorite person in the world, Trish. DJ Dish. Trish. She has entered the world of pool.
Ugh.
In a crazy way. She comes from the bartending world, the service
you
industry.
Are you going to pool, Trish?
She's a fucking...
Fuck.
By the way, she also has a law degree. Let's just fucking all be
okay,
real.
Okay, wait, what?
This is a woman who is cultured.
Yeah. Wait,
cultured,
did you study philosophy? Was that your minor? Or like major?
No,
she
I have two
law.
Majors and two minors.
I know, but
school,
a lot of but people who study law, they get philosophy degrees.
Oh.
A lot of people do political science. I thought that was boring.
In the mic.
I thought that was boring. So I just...
Yeah.
Kind of good.
Philosophy? Boring. Too smart for that shit. That's Trish.
Anyway.
Too smart for philosophy.
Yeah, my logic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fair. Good or bad? I know.
Fair.
Good. Anyways.
You learn talk,
so wait, or? so you didn't study philosophy. What did you study?
But what I was getting to, hold on. What I was getting to,
in Spanish.
What I was okay, getting word. To is that she has like hit the ground running when it comes to this fucking pool scene. Because these motherfuckers do just try their hardest to.
I mean, I don't know how an hour and a half isn't a motherfucking hour and a half.
Thank you. Like, thank you.
Oh, no, that's it's good. Yeah.
The same but shit. I will always back you up, Trish. So when you need it, FYI.
I'm going to get weird. I'm going to start hovering around them.
Please do.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, fuck all those pool players that come in the bars. Uh-huh. Because you know what? They're yeah. like, hey, we need two pool tables. Because, like, guess what? I show up here with my fucking own fucking
I'm
pool
sorry,
stick.
Excuse me.
I show up here with my pool stick, but I need a whole fucking, like,
bitch,
pool table to practice. I'm like, no. Hey, shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. You guys are drinking water and fucking, like, Diet yeah. Pepsi. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, just go. Uh-huh. Go ahead and just like do that over there, yeah. and then let everybody else play.
First of all,
everybody else play. Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? No.
Am I wrong?
You're not.
Am
you're
I
not.
Wrong? I'm looking at you. I'm looking.
First of all,
right
I am a
you.
Pool player.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I am a pool player.
So
but you're like, I need a practice to
but,
use.
But no. But I could. But I'm also a bartender. I can recognize. You,
no way.
I recognize both sides. I recognize both sides.
But now you see, like, how they, like, push the limit.
No, I do.
I thought for sure if you spoke
to
them,
I pick
that they would,
bartender
like,
over pool player every single time.
Well,
I pick
I mean,
bartender. I'm
pool
sorry.
Pool player's pretty cool, though. I mean, it's cool to be
No.
Cool.
Okay, we just had the number one.
We had SW.
The number one, SVB. We have pictures of Trish bending this motherfucker's ear. It was hilarious.
He was showing me his phone and himself as a kid.
Busting it down.
SVB, Shane Van Boning. She
in like
was
2 minutes.
He was
like,
sitting on the couch. She was talking his ear off. Like
he was showing me ice fishing and fucking babies.
Yeah, he's an ice fisher. This motherfucker.
Oh, for sure. Was that his Tinder profile?
No, but we talked about.
I'm so confused. What okay. happened? So wait.
This guy had a pitcher of water the whole ass day.
What?
He never peed one
water drinking ass bitch.
He drank a whole pitcher of water every day. He played 8 hours.
Pussy.
Never.
He
peed.
Didn't lose. And he
never
didn't
peed.
Lose. Didn't take a
never
break.
Lost.
Didn't
never.
Eat.
Yeah.
So wait, is he a sociopath?
He's a robot.
Is he okay?
He's like
no,
a machine.
He's not
should
normal.
We check on him?
Yeah.
Like, is he all right?
No, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a little.
So this date on actual fucking people who murdered people. Like
no. He definitely has murdered.
He has someone in his basement.
He
right?
has murdered before. Yeah. And will
and
again.
He will murder.
And will again. Yeah.
He has someone.
Do you
in his
ever
basement,
meet people
right?
where you're like, yo, no, dog, you've
murdered somebody.
Dude, you
I don't
have
real,
definitely
real.
Killed before, right?
Every night at work, I play
okay.
picture murderer, and I'll just say to two strangers, like
I know this is dive bar radio, and we shouldn't
go around and pick if someone was going to kill you in here. Who would it be? And so, and I go,
it's
guys,
not me, by the way,
play
myself.
Play it at your bar, and like because I'll just get a creep feeling.
I've never murdered.
Well, that's so good. I'm so glad that you've never
murdered
somebody.
But it's really fun to play the game.
Thank
you. And then you're like, okay, you guys, just take a lap.
Can I tell you,
report
Trish?
Report back.
Can I tell you?
And everybody's got different ones.
Michael Leahy. Okay, wait, hold on. This is actually, we shouldn't do this on
the air. You really cut her off?
Yeah. We shouldn't do this on the air, but
okay,
you know the guy with the fucking,
last.
You know the guy with the fucking, he's really tall and he has like the mohawk, but he doesn't, he doesn't stick it up.
He seems like he was the Russian
guy. He doesn't stick it up? He doesn't stick it up, right?
No.
Murdered. He
usually
had,
gonna pay double for that.
Murder.
Welcome back.
Okay, he
has
wears
spandex murdered, right?
shorts under his regular
he
shorts,
has
so he like
murdered.
Really bend and lunge
right?
when he's playing pool.
Yeah.
Whoa, no. Wait.
Yeah.
Can we go?
Yeah, he has.
Hold on. Let's cycle back. Wait. What did you say? So you said somebody had underwear. That...
Oh no, he wears spandex shorts under like blousy shorts. This man, he's very tall.
Yeah,
and he does like deep lunges. Like he takes up a lot.
Hey, you know that boy got a bidet, bro. You know for sure he is not. Hey.
So one time I saw him, he missed the shot, and he went like
ooh,
wow. I didn't think that was going to be that crazy. But, like, he slammed, like, the pool table.
Yeah, right.
And I was walking by. I was like, yo. And
calm it down.
And when I came back around, I was like, hey, man, by the way, please don't slam our pool tables. And he's like,
thank you. Hey,
I'm so sorry.
Hey, thank you for saying that, because also, like, as bartenders, like, the biggest fucking ick I got is people fucking, like, slamming on the bar or fucking, like, putting their fucking credit cards, which... It's like, I get it. You got good credit. Metal credit cards. And just does shit like that. And, like, I'm like, hey, bro, don't do that, please.
The amount of times I've had somebody, like, they take their drink, their, like, pint glass when it's empty, and they just, like...
Oh, yeah.
They slam it on the... As in, like, hey, I look at them.
What are you doing?
And I'm just like...
You dumb bitch.
Okay.
Well, I just ignore it. Well, I have to, like, take a sec because it pisses me off so much. Because to me, I'm like, is that not manners? Bitch, learn your manners.
Do you guys hear the fucking buzz that suddenly happened?
No.
That is buzzy.
Thank you. So,
is that not so rude? Would you ever do that?
When I worked at the Peaks, do you know what I did? Twice. What? I did this twice at the Peaks. First, you know that chalk fucking thing that everybody puts their hands on before they play pool.
Yeah.
And then they cover the whole ass table with chalk.
Uh-huh.
I threw that shit in the trash.
Why?
Because this sucks, dude.
It's gross.
They cover the table in chalk, dude.
Because it sucks.
Jeremy,
just wash your fucking hands, you fucking asshole.
Well, no, that's the point. But, Willie, that's the point of
the other thing I did. The other thing I did.
When you wash your hands, it's hard to take a shot.
The other thing I did. Behind the bar, we have like 5 dice cups full of whatever.
Ugh.
One time, I threw the whole ass thing in the trash.
I
threw all 5 dice cups and all the dice in the trash. And I was like, I'm just going to see if anybody notices that the dice are all gone tomorrow.
Did they notice?
Yeah. And then you know what they did? They bought more.
Yeah.
They bought more. But
what the hell?
Where's
all the dice here?
But when I'm working and at the end of the bar, it's just...
Yep.
Oh, I hate that.
That's 24, funny. Motherfucker! And it's like, alright, guys.
Wow, fuck, I rolled the 17. Fuck, man.
I just won $2.
That was the most exciting thing to me.
You guys all won $2, and congratulations. You won $2.
I rolled a fucking Quincy Quarter.
And they're just fucking slamming the bar, like, non-stop. And I'm like, guys, nobody else is having fun now in the bar. Except for you. Except for the 4 of you.
And just, like, the bartender at the POS, I'm like, acting like I'm fucking like goddamn fucking
they come over
Vietnam
to me,
veteran,
like,
just fucking like
Willie,
fucking shit.
Willie, change $10 for 10 ones because I need to fucking.
Which is also a great fucking Vietnam.
I need
joke.
To play for a
how
10.
How many Vietnam veterans does it take to unscrew a light bulb?
How many?
You weren't there, man.
Yeah, you weren't there, bro. Oh my fucking all god. Right.
9/11, never forget.
We are all bartenders. It's very clear.
We are all bartenders.
Okay. It's been proven. It has been proven. You know
9/11,
what?
9/11, never
you know what, guys? There's another big problem going on in the world today.
Jewish.
Okay.
Venezuela.
Okay, hold on.
Shut down.
He's actually just got 86 from every bar in the city.
It's not the Jews.
From America.
The Jews are fine.
Are
you
they?
Are right. Jews are
most
fine.
Of them are fine.
We love Jews.
Most
anyways,
of them
what
are
we
fine.
Trying to say?
There's only a few I don't like.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
Metal doesn't melt, dude.
And I don't like them based on the Jewishness.
Metal doesn't melt.
I only don't like them based on...
Everything?
Hey, you know, I feel like... You
based
Jews,
on
Jews get
genocide.
A bad rap, but you know who's where? Like, Italians.
I mean,
Italians fucking
listen.
Anyways.
Yeah, I didn't love Rome because.
We can all
Rome
agree.
Rome actually sucks. Really
thank you.
It we does. Can all agree. We
fuck
all
pizza,
would have come
honestly,
up with pasta
Italian?
Eventually.
Table bites are better than
dude,
fucking
I'm,
pizza.
I am not. I'm so in my.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah.
In my bartending career, I've
I'm
worked
sorry.
For many Italians.
Uh huh.
Like, it's like a love
keep
hate.
Going.
I think
one
that
more time.
They are.
Keep it going.
God damn it. I think it's like a love hate because they are very like passionate and like you know they are like really into the business that they own and it's that that's really cool to see.
Sure.
But they also
the hair though
suck in the sense that they're like just I don't know. Yeah. They are like
listen, I put tomatoes on top of pasta before it. It's not that special.
You know what? Glad you said that because guess
cheese,
what?
Cheese,
Everyone's always cheese, talking tomato, about fucking, like, pineapples are not allowed on fucking, like, on pizza, but guess
cheese,
what? Pineapple's
pasta.
A fucking fruit. Guess what else is a fruit? A fucking tomato.
Yeah,
so
go.
Pineapples
let's
are
go.
Allowed.
Tomatoes
ipso
are
facto.
By the way, hold on. You know what's a fucking, really, you know what's a really good ass pizza? Is
spicy.
Don't stop at the pasta. Yes.
Spicy pasta.
Put some jalapenos on that bitch.
Which is actually,
dude,
a great name
saying.
For a pizza.
Jalapenos.
Don't stop till you stop. Don't stop till you drop.
Put pineapple and jalapeno.
But you know what? Okay, to redeem
pineapple
myself
jalapeno.
A little bit. So I talked about Italian.
Pineapple
okay.
jalapeno.
To redeem myself, I realized that, you know, I feel like that's kind of just like a cultural thing. Like, I feel
sure.
like Italians are just like very passionate. Like, when I say Italians, I mean like born and like raised
sure.
in Italy,
yeah.
immigrated
yeah.
to America.
The kind of Italian
just
that
so passionate
that surrounds
me,
a white woman who's on vacation with 12
sure.
of their homies.
Sure.
Yeah, that kind of guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, you know, it was just hard to get used to, I think, because I've worked at, like, three Italian restaurants now. I've worked around a lot of Italians. They, you know, I just feel like they just, you know, they're just so passionate to the point, though, where it's like they will, like, you know, I've been, like, yelled at in front of customers, all this shit that I didn't, obviously, I found very disrespectful, but then I realized, like, I feel like that's a cultural thing.
It's
like,
just,
they're just like, this is my business.
Cultural.
This is like, I'm so into it that I'm like, you know.
My mom was down over there, down the,
you know,
down
what,
the
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, at least you haven't worked at a Polish place, because that's when it.
I have not. I can't say I've worked for any Polish.
I can't think of any Polish cuisine.
I honestly can't.
The
like a schnitzel? That's
and by
German.
The way, this is Dive Bar Radio, the only.
The only
racist.
This is the official.
We are racist
Italian
against everybody
racist.
Equally. We're not racist if we're racist against everybody.
But we're racist against Italians.
The English
racism is like
the English.
And Polish people.
I mean, they're
maybe
shitty.
Maybe Polish
too,
and
right?
Italian.
Yeah. And Mexicans.
Wait, so wait,
and Mexicans. That shit is too spicy.
Don't get me started
Trish,
on Mexicans right
Trish
now.
Trish made a good point though. Like what?
Nicaraguans.
Even,
let's
what even
talk
is,
about them. For
what even is Polish cuisine? She made a good point. Like, what even is Polish cuisine?
Mm.
You made a good point.
Delicious.
Sausage and tomatoes, I guess, on
like,
a plate.
What?
I feel you
like
are
it's
right.
Like, I feel like it's like kind of sad. I feel like it's like sad looking.
There's only one.
Like British food.
There's only one culture.
British food is
there's
sad
only
looking.
One culture.
Bread.
That tries
so
to
mayonnaise-y.
Cut.
I, we come over here with baked beans and bread, right?
Actually, beans on
we
toast.
We're going to go ahead and steal all
it's
your fucking your culture, right?
Come on.
Put it on a
and
fucking museum, yeah?
People hate
you know what I really like to do? You know what I like to do?
What?
I really like to do, you know, fucking chimichangas going to El Monterey. El Monterey chimichangas.
That's the whitest shit I've ever heard you say.
El Monterey chimichangas on a piece of toast.
You're talking about the frozen
and
fucking chimichangas?
It.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you are?
And then you eat it. And then you eat it on top of a piece of white bread. Yes.
Wait, that's wild.
It's so
those,
good.
Those are
dude.
Actually delicious.
Don't you dare talk shit about me until
I
try it. Beans on toast? Are you telling
beans
me?
Don't
on
tell
toast?
My mom or my
what?
Aunties or my tias or my grandma.
El Monterey on toast?
I'm not saying it's better, what I'm saying is that
chimichanga
on toast,
on toast.
It's good.
I'm telling you.
No, it's a chimichanga.
Have y'all ever had? I'm actually curious. Have y'all ever had a full English breakfast?
Have you also all
no,
ever?
Just the tea.
Have you also all
just
ever
tea.
Had
just the tea. Like the hot tea called
the
English
tip
breakfast?
Of your
wait,
dick
you've
cut
never
off,
had an English breakfast?
That is what
no,
some
I stayed away
do.
From the food as much as
and
I can.
I'm
real mayonnaise-y.
So sorry, you guys, but
welcome back.
But we are definitely we are going to go to a break. Wait, hold on. I tried to hit a button and didn't. Oh, you know why? You know why?
Why?
I'm on the wrong thing. But not anymore.
Were we not recording?
Dive Bar Radio. On Radio Valencia. FM.
In the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I took my escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. Mad with no music, happy cause free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket, weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask.
Word.
See my homeboys cooling way out. Told them about my morning cold, bugged them out. Shot a little dice till my knees got sore. Kicked around some stories about the night before. Posse to the corner where the fly girls chill. Threw action at some freaks till one bitch got ill. She started acting silly, simply would not quit. Call us all punk pussy, said we are one shit. As we walked over to a hoe, continued to speak. So we beat the bitch down in the goddamn street. But just living in the city is a serious task. Bitch didn't know what hit her, didn't have time to ask. Rolling in a blazer with a Louis interior. Solid gold, riding raw. Bust the left turn was on Crenshaw. Johnny Shine was the driver, don't need your freaks hell. Had a beeper going off like a high school bell. Looked in the mirror, what did we see? Fucking blue lights, LAPD. Pig searched our car, their day was made. Found an Uzi 44 and a hand grenade. Threw us in the county, high-powered block. No freaks to see, no beats to rock. Didn't want trouble, but the shit must fly. Squabble with the sucker, shanked him in the eye. But just living in the county is a serious task. Nigga didn't know what happened, didn't have time to ask. Back on the streets after 5 and a deuce. 7 years later, but still had to choose. My homeboy NG put me up on the track. Told me he's rolling villain beat. Jay's got the sack. Bruce is a giant that sees clockin' dough. Bebop's a pimp, my old freak's a hoe. The batting ram's rollin', rocks are the thing. Life has no meaning and money is king. Then he looked at me slowly and he didn't had to grin. He said, man, you out early, we thought you got 10. Opened up his safe, kicked me down with cold cash. Knew I would get busy, he didn't waste it to ask.
Word.
I bought a Benz with the money, the rest went on clothes. Went to the strip, start pimping the hoes. My hair grew long on my 70th day. When I got it done on my shoulders, it lay. Hard from the joint, but fell out of my heart. I didn't want trouble, but the shit had to start. Out with my crew, some punks got loud. Shotgun blast echoed through the crowd. 6 punks hit, 2 punks died. All casualties were applied to their side. Human lives at the past, just to talk amongst trash. We didn't know who they were, no one had time to ask.
Word.
It's too late to talk to you, and it's too soon to say goodbye. Listen wherever you may be, you still live inside my mind. Something tells me that you are free again, in a place that feels like home. It's never easy to understand why memories hold.
While you were here, the fun was never ending. Life a minute was only beginning. Captain Coleman Nichols, this one for you!
still something about me to match. I like to know her jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. And drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm feeling suffer, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Call me Mr. Kleenex, I'm so cold. Icy wrist like I've been making snow cones. What's up, homes? What size them rims is? 22 motherfucking inches. Seats big as benches. I never touch wrenches. The only work I do is working these bitches. My palm itches. That means money. Have you ever seen bling? Bling when it ain't sunny? This ain't funny. They can't slow me down. Big bad wolf can't blow me down. Every bad bitch wanna blow me down. Oh, you know me now. Oh, you my homie now. I get dumb. Stewie in your face. Hop out the Benz with the Louis briefcase. Cheapskate. Fuck the price. You ain't really cool if you ain't got ice. There's a little something about me to match. I like to know her jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. And drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm feeling suffer, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Drink it, whip ship, fresh off the dock. A mafia type, drink scotch on the rocks. The weed man love me, I cop, hold a pot. Do a donut on the cops, fuck the shots, make the car hot. Shake me locks, all the hoes shot. I make them robots, they bring me swole knots. I bring them show knots, boy Dre spit heaters. Photo mob shots, don't fuck with two seaters. I fuck with two heaters, identical twins. I ain't killing the hen, man, I'm killing the chin. Rhyme stealing again, dime stealing again. Stab the blood out a nigga like I'm still in the pen. Ugh. Elvis sexy, fuck her, she sexy. I fuck with Naomi Yuck, fuck with Quinn and Messi. C-R-E-S-T, the Bay, I'm mapping this. Niggas start slapping this, A-Sapolis. It's a little something about me to Mac. I like to poke her jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. And drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm feeling suffer, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat. Man, they go to police. I'm not tripping. I'm too legit to quit, and I'm squeaky clean pimping. If they see me when I'm dipping, I got L to barges. And a square bitch with me to take the charges. I'm fly as a partridge, keep an extra cartridge. Down like linoleum, rugs and carpets. When I park it, the Benz rim still spin. On market and on feral, I still pimp. It's still rent, I got four paid for. It's Mac Dragos, taking your pesos. Cause I like gravy on my potatoes. Rapping break hoes is how my day goes. On fire like Dago, I'm out of control. Like KC Cheese, I'm on the road. I'm on the road like the Greyhound bus. The hoes hound us and always surround us. The Adams Mark Suite is where they found us. It's home run hits, no flies or grounders. There's a little something about me to Mac. I like to poke her jeans where you can see the crack. Get drunk off the crib, the heme, the yak. And drink a double shot to bring me back. I'm from where you never see a seed in the sack. The Bay Boy and Dre Boy is bringing it back. I'm feeling suffer, what's the meaning of that? You never see a nigga that's as clean as the mat.
You're back.
It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
How hard you can get it.
To the middle.
Your best friends.
Yes.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the
.FM.
The heart of the mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
Yes, though.
She has a twin sister.
Oh my God.
You fucked my whole life.
It is now buzzing like a motherfucker. Shower.
Okay, that's probably me.
Just tap something over there. Just tap it.
Just
a little tippy tap. By the way, DJ Contagion with a K.
Oh yeah, Contagion.
DJ Contagion with a K is here. You kind of had it. You kind of had it, and then.
I have to stand like this the whole time.
Oh no! I really. I don't want you to. I really don't want you to.
Just a bot.
I want you to.
Information.
All right, you know what? We'll deal with it.
She wasted
DJ Contagion with a K is here. Talk it in the mic, DJ Contagion. There, no, there it is. It's perfect.
We're missing a mic somewhere.
We also... Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh,
we also have...
I'm just going to share this.
Uh-huh. Other than the whiskey. We also have... We got DJ Solis. We got DJ... DJ... Kendall.
Kiki.
DJ Stairs.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
She said.
We also have
hi.
DJ Dish.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, of course we do.
Why does everyone have new DJ names?
What's that?
Why can't I ever have a DJ name?
I think we should give you a DJ name.
No,
what do you want?
Do you want a different DJ name? Because we can do that.
We can give you that right now.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
DJ Dope as Fuck, who,
okay, better.
Never drops a tray.
Get up.
I did watch you drop a tray.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Here we are.
Hello
Kitty is British.
I think we should.
In fairness,
I can plug you in. I can plug you in.
Instead of this,
you
see
that one.
That's fine
too. All right.
Wait.
There you go. All right.
Two bikes.
Right. I want to see who's the best at this.
Me.
All right. Are you ready? Wait. Are you ready? Because here's what we're gonna do.
I don't hear shit.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh, we're doing it in a circle. Welcome back.
There it is. That was sick. Okay.
I feel like you're Alex is right. Good at it.
Let's hear DJ Stairs.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Welcome back.
This is the man who started this whole thing.
Welcome
give
back.
It to
are
me
we,
one more time.
Yet?
No, DJ let Alex Solis. Do it. He's good at it.
Welcome back.
There it is.
Over on the side.
We got a little bit of traffic on the I-95 right now.
We're here
at 390.4. Welcome back.
Radio
Valencia.
Sometimes
you're
going to put paint where it ain't, but I'll tell you what right now.
It goes like this.
double dax on stage.
Welcome back, everybody, to RadioValencia.fm. My name is DJ Straight Willie Dills. We are back, Dive Bar Radio. And I am so excited to let everybody know that DJ Contagion with a K.
Yes, with a K.
With a K. Okay.
With a K.
Also, a.k.a. DJ Shawa. DJ Shawa, welcome.
Hey. My lips are finally better.
Your lips are better?
Yeah, dude, it's a trip.
I've been thinking about your lips all day.
Oh, my God.
I've been hoping that they would be better.
Hang on,
they're better now?
They're better.
Oh,
they're better.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They haven't been bad all day, though.
I'm so excited.
But I think...
Yeah?
I don't know. Do you think they might do a cookie recall? Because, like...
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, so the weirdest shit just happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I went and I was getting snacks for us, right?
Yeah.
We got grandma's cookies. And I couldn't open the wrapper, so I opened it with my teeth.
Uh-huh.
And my lips start, and my tongue, it just went on fire.
Oh.
Like, it's like I ate some mace or pepper spray.
Wait, why?
Or like a ghost pepper.
It was like...
I have no idea. Something was on the bag.
On the wrapper?
Yeah, apparently.
Of grandma's cookies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it was really freaky because it just kept getting worse.
So wait, you tried to open grandma's cookies
with your mouth, and then it hurt?
Yes,
yeah.
like my lips were
like
burning
ice open grandma's
for
cookies
a good
for
5 minutes.
Hit her
like
with that
really
fucking.
Bad.
Hit her with
really
that
bad.
Fucking.
And I'm like, what? Was there like a
but what
pepper
was on
spray?
The
there was a pepper
so
spray.
Confused.
Confrontation at the liquor store last night, maybe.
All right, by the way, after we're done tonight,
not a confrontation at the liquor store.
After we're done tonight with the radio show, we're gonna go out. After.
We're gonna eat grandma's cookies.
No. We're gonna go find.
I saved it. We're gonna swab the wrapper.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be like detectives. We're gonna figure out
what
listen,
the fuck it
I'm
was.
Like Batman. I'm gonna
we're gonna run
throw it into the fucking into
pH
the matrix.
Thing.
I have a bat cave. It's the The Willie Bill's cave. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to throw it in
just
there.
Just don't show anyone the entrance.
I mean, first, I'm gonna throw up some stepsister porn, and I'm going to jerk off a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Then you have to hang a sign that says, exit only on your entrance.
Yeah. Okay. Listen. Trust me. Shower. DJ Contagion. With a K. With a K.
Isn't it fun to say, though?
It is. I really like it. DJ Contagion with a K. We're going to get to the bottom of this, okay? I don't know what DJ Stairs is doing right now, but...
She's trying to make her mic work.
Oh, no, I mean, I can fix it.
I just need you to turn it up.
Well, yeah. Just get over there and just keep talking into it. I can turn it up or down. I have faders.
Wait, is this one?
You see these?
He has faders.
I have faders.
He's not no, just he's not just one. Faded. He also no, has no. faders.
I mean, I'll try it.
I can't get over the grandma's cookies that had shit on the wrapper.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah, it was trippy.
You know,
where's the wrapper? Wait, show me the wrapper.
Oh, I wrapped it in paper, and
First of all,
like, let me taste it. Like, what was it? Was it cool? Did it make you feel good?
No, it was just burning.
I think we need. Yeah, we need to all get a little.
And I was like, oh my god,
I'm concerned.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's it.
See?
She's getting it out of her purse.
I think we should wear gloves.
Let me see.
Get back in there.
Cavity search gloves.
And I didn't eat the cookies because then I was scared.
Get back in there.
So this is the wrapper.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm touching it.
Just at the bottom. Don't touch it.
So wait, you touch this with your mouth and everything.
We need to all. You guys, everyone all touch it with your down.
Mouth. But
everyone,
now I kind of want to touch it with my mouth.
Yes, I kind of want you to.
Everyone,
so I'm going to do it.
Everyone settle down. Everyone,
here we go.
Absolutely not.
Everyone settle down.
I'll find this.
We are on the air.
Yes.
There is at least one person listening.
Look, we're going to see if it happens again. Lightning.
Our biggest fan.
Wait, what the fuck?
She put it in a vowel.
Dude, she's not lying.
Wait, did
that
you?
Did
does
you just
burn.
Lick it?
Yeah. Because I thought, because I was like, wait, maybe, right, maybe on. It's just her experience.
We're being scientific.
No, okay, yo, let me lick it.
What
let
the
me
fuck?
Lick it.
Wait, what the hell is on this wrapper? No, for real?
I need to lick it. I
no,
need to lick it.
Actually, for real, they need to recall that shit because that burns. It burns.
See, I don't...
Immediately. I immediately felt it.
Oh, my God, no.
It burns.
Hold on.
It burns.
Oh, my God. Everyone's licking it.
Okay.
Somebody it might be like a pesticide.
Somebody put something on...
What the pesticide? Fuck?
I don't know.
If okay, we all just got COVID.
We all just got a weird disease
we all got
from
COVID.
Licking grandma's...